This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seriously? I'm recording over here. Gosh.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing a bushel of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
I haven't got time for this crap. These people knocking on my door and are trying to record a show. What is wrong with these people? Welcome back to our Christmas, I wouldn't call it an extravaganza, not even close, a Christmas show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, but I'm not here. This is a pre-recorded show. Look, I get time with my family, too, on Christmas week. You know what I'm saying? And Christmas is so much more than putting yourself in debt. So I've asked people tonight, sponsors and guests, we're going to have some fun. We're going to explain the true meaning of Christmas. Joe's going to rant about Christmas and the holidays. Let's just bring them on. Let's get into it. Really, seriously. And forget those singers. I don't need them. Hopefully you've had a great Christmas week, Christmas night, whatever. And it's not all about just getting what you want, right? Let's make sure we keep Christ in the day. And, you know, I love bringing some of the sponsors on, some of the guests back on to talk about their events and what they've got going on. For me, it's Christmas. For David Fisher, I believe it's Christmas as well. And, David, you know, it's not always about the market. It's always about the economy. Sometimes it's just about family and bringing family back together. Together at the in the holiday season, right? What do you do that special, if anything? I know you might be sitting at in your lazy boy, they're just flicking through the stations. I don't know.
Well, how about this? Let's start this way. Isaiah 9:6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You know, God did send his son in the form of a child. He humbled himself as a man, first as a child. And we all know the story, but it is a real story. And when I read this scripture, and I read it on national radio on Monday on one of another national talk show host's program.
You know, you keep rubbing that in, telling me you're on with somebody else. I thought I was like the only date in the book, but I guess not. That's okay. I can live with it. All right.
You know, being highly committed to one person works in a marriage, but outside of that, and talk show hosts, there's more people than that want to hear me. And otherwise, if I would have stopped at that one, you and I wouldn't have ever
kept in touch with each other. That's true. So, I'll give you that one. All right. You can have that one.
So anyway, can you imagine for a second our government being on the Lord's shoulders? All the problems that we do, all the challenges and all the blessings, we're still, no matter what, the government is on the Lord's shoulders. That doesn't mean that he controls the government. That means that he oversees it, he watches it, he's head of it. You know, and we should really honor him as that. He's, because he is a Wonderful Counselor. And, you know, I thank the Lord that prayer does move mountains. I thank the Lord that I believe that there's people in our government, people in our Congress that believe in prayer and call on God for counseling, that he is the Wonderful Counselor. He's a Mighty God. He's a Father to us, and he's the Prince of Peace. You know, this Christmas season, that's, and all Christmas seasons, that is what it is all about. Family resound. You know, here's what we do at Christmas, and some people have already heard this story before. I used to be a worship leader. I've been in the metal industries for 25 years full time. In my early career, for well over a decade, I did both. I donated my time, 20 some hours a week at church, several churches actually, over that period of time, because I became a worship consultant for a period of time there for a few years. So I've done a lot of Christmas carols, and one thing that is done at our house is it's usually Christmas Eve. We gather around the piano and I play Christmas carols and we sing, and this goes on for probably about an hour or so until they kick me off the piano. No, until I say, can I be done? But that's one of our traditions. I tend to not like doing that because it feels a little bit like focusing on, you know, me, but it is not. People, there's something that happens, Joe, when you have family together and you reminisce, you talk about, you know, relationships, or you sing a few Christmas carols, or you talk about what Christmas means to you. Those are the traditions at our household, besides the obvious, you know, let's have family together, let's open presents, let's have a great meal. My wife's an incredible cook. Those are the things that are our traditions in our family.
Yeah, you know what? I love hearing about what people, I mean, just playing the piano. My mother is still with us, thank God, but she used to play the piano all the time. And then, she only knew a few songs, but always around Christmas she'd play something. And then during the year she'd play a couple things. But those are the things that, you know, when you talk about it, I was like, yeah, you know what? I've been to people's homes. I remember my mother doing those kind of things. So, yeah, I think it's great. I really think it's great that you have those kind of things. And the kids will remember that for years to come. But you're right. It is all about Christmas. I just did a quick little piece called How Can You Take Christ Out of Christmas? Makes absolutely no sense to me, but people are trying to do it. We won't allow that, though, will we?
Absolutely not. And so when you sing the carol Silent Night, or We Three Kings of Or and Are, or Come All Ye Faithful, it's telling the Christmas story, and you're singing from your spirit, your gut, that is proclaiming that Christ was born. And he's our Savior, and he's here today. And so that reminds us, and it, you know, kind of brings us back into perspective of the Lordship and the Saviorhood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, listen, to you and yours, I hope you have a very, very, very happy and merry Christmas. And enjoy. And next year ought to be great.
Absolutely. God bless you. Merry Christmas to you, Joe, and your family and all of the listeners. And God bless America, and God bless our president and all the leaders of our country. Thank you for all having me on your program this year and this time. It's very special to me.
Always a pleasure. Love having David on. You know, very honest guy, believes in God, wants to do the right thing by people. Not perfect. We're not, you know, I love you guys who try to line up Christianity and you think that we think we're perfect. We don't, ladies and gentlemen, we don't think we're perfect. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Let's give him a shot now. What do you think?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, pick up your feet. Jingle America. Yeah. Mix and mingle in a jingling beat. Yeah. That's the jingle bell.
That's the jingle bell.
That's the jingle bell rock.
Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus.
Yeah, don't do the ho-ho-ho.
Charming as any.
I like the... because you never know what's in the gift. I mean, it could be old dog turd in there if you really had a bad year, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, but I always even more enjoy having this guy on with me. Corey Duncan joins me as he does every week, but Corey... Merry Christmas. We're on Christmas Day today. I actually bothered you in the middle of probably shoving food in your mouth. What's up?
Oh, man. I was going to go somewhere else with that. But anyway, be nice. Merry Christmas
yeah,
to you also.
Right. There you go. The love of Christ today. You can't get nasty with anybody. So, you know, we were talking during the break. I said, at my house, it takes me about an hour to get through Christmas. You know, I mean, with the screaming. My ears are still ringing. Because I have girls, and girls shriek. They don't yell, they shriek when they get exactly what they want, the little ones. So I'm still getting through the ear ringing thing. So what's Christmas like at the Duncan compound?
Ah, Well, that's interesting. First everyone sleeps, and then you get up, and the proper people make the breakfast for the king of the house, and the rest is history. They take, open up a bunch of gifts. I act like I like the gifts that was given to me, and I half smile. And then the rest is, you know, they open up gifts, know that their dad is cheap, and I probably went to the dollar store and got them. No, honestly, it's been overwhelming. And I always like to say that we don't really celebrate Christmas. We have dinner together, but we don't celebrate Christmas because we feel as though that always in this family that Christmas is any day that you can live to see another day. And I always try to teach my children the same thing, is that you have to understand that there's a lot of people that's leaving this earth. You know, I don't want to bring a somber moment to the day, but I mean, just like with the passing of Dick Enberg. I mean, Dick Enberg, I just got finished watching him this past summer, the Padres game, and you know, the man's gone just like that. So right. That just goes to show you, just like with anything else, not even dealing with radio personalities or sports or whatever or anything like that. It's just that the next 10 minutes is not promised to you. You can drop dead. So. But Christmas, you know, I'm so glad that this is almost over because there's a lot of people out here, and they just and what has killed Christmas is not the kids, because anyone that has a child and sees a child face light up and they're smiling and whatever, that's what Christmas is all about. That is about for the children or whatever. But these grown-ups have just turned Christmas upside down. They're killing each other and running into each other. And the thing of it is, as my mama will always say, first thing the day after Christmas, all of that stuff going on sale. So why not just wait until the day after Christmas and go online now, and you can order whatever you want
to
order.
Corey, years ago, my kids will tell you, I used to go shopping on Christmas Eve because I knew I could get some of the best deals ever. That, you know, the people didn't want to take the stuff home, or they wanted to, you know, end the year on a positive note. And then what I would do, your mom would be appreciative of this. I'd get them all these gifts. And then I would I would hide some of them. So during the year, I would let them out, you know, during the year kind of thing. The other thing my oldest son reminded me of last night was, remember the Matchbox cars, right?
Oh, yeah.
I would buy the Matchbox cars for them, but I'd buy them all. You know, I had four kids. I'd buy them all Matchbox cars and stuff. But I'd wrap each one of them individually, so it looked like there was like 100 gifts under the tree, when there was really only like, you know, truly only about 6 or 7 full gifts. So, but that's the part of it that, you know, we have a tradition where we read the story of the birth of Christ. So it's kind of like, let's start the day off the way it was supposed to be started off. And I ask my granddaughters, I always say stuff like, so why, if it's Jesus' birthday, why am I giving you gifts? And you see the look in their face like, I don't know.
well, you know, not jumping the subject, but the same with the season, that, you know, all of us as around our age, I understand that back in the day, Christmas was different. You know, dad or stepdad or whatever you have, you will help you put your train set together or your bike or whatever. These kids, I mean, even before Christmas, I know a couple of years ago the kids were changing. When I came to my two older sons are Cornessa, well, my daughter Cornessa and two older sons Tristan and Chandler, I said, hey, look, here's the Hess truck. Back in the day, your dad had this. I even stepped out of car and got on the floor. And wait a minute. I stepped out of car and got on the floor. It was like, room, room. Look, I said, look, the lights light up. I said, now they got one. They had one that's a steam shovel. And it just, I said, man, that's great. And my daughter looked at me. They just had this look like, really, really, dad. And I asked my son, I said, well, why are you on the phone? He said, I'm calling the police right now for having you picked up. Because you must be crazy if you think you were going to take that. And my daughter Cornette was like, really, dad? A Hess truck? She was like, really? I'm like, man, it broke my heart. I was like, man, you know, I can't say what I wanted to say.
That's funny. Well, you know what? It's that the gifts have gotten, I mean, can you imagine? Here we got two old guys, right? We're complaining now. Can you imagine going to your dad or me in the 70s and going, hey, I want a pair of the, I want this $500 iPhone, and you're my father. You should buy it for me. You know, when I woke up, you know, in the hospital 2 days later, I would have realized I'm not getting the phone. But, I mean, these phones are, they $300, $400, $500, what the new The iPhone X is $999 on sale. It's like, my God.
Well, I'm sporting one right now, and so I want to say thank you to my daughter for that. She got me an iPhone for Christmas, and that, dude. You know, don't expect nothing in your lounge.
Yeah,
no,
she's
time
looking,
or whatever.
Dude,
but anyway,
she's looking to get in the will. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously.
Exactly.
She's the smartest one in the group.
Hey, she's a true politician. She's a real politician. You know, but guess what? It won't work with me because, see, here's the stickler with me. Hey, look, this is for all of the food that you eat. The clothes that I put
I
on
like
your back
that.
All
there
those
you go.
Years.
Yep.
Exactly. Exactly. So there's a payback. So
I always used to love that when they would say, this is mine, that's mine, this is mine. They go, not really. See, this is my house, and that room you rent that you don't pay any rent on, yeah, you owe that to me. So I don't know what to tell you, but anyhow.
Don't worry. All of your listeners, this is what you do. When they get to where they work, and I think the legal age is 15, but they do it, start keeping receipts for everything that they, because I know their moms are probably listening. Here we go. We keep receipts now. No. Let me show you what you were eating 2 or 3 or 4 years ago and how much it cost.
Anyway, all right. Wish everybody a Merry Christmas. We're up against it. Tell them, say, be nice.
Okay. I will. You can reach me at Corey Black Conservative Duncan on Facebook or Corey Perez Duncan on Twitter. Thank you, everyone. Have a Merry Christmas. And if I don't talk to you, have a Happy New Year. Be safe and stay behind our President Trump. And let's get that wall built and repeal Obamacare in the next year.
You're listening to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Special Christmas, pre-recorded Christmas show. Hey, I'm gone all week. We're going to be recording all week. But have some fun. Really, seriously. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house.
Come on, everybody.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
Well, hopefully you had a good life insurance policy out there, huh? Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yes, I know. I'm doing, look, we can all do the Frank Sinatra, the Dean Martin, the Frosty the Snowman stuff, but everybody does that. I don't want to do that. It's boring, right? So anyway, I always appreciate the time that Kimberly spends with me. Kimberly Marin joins me here today. And it's just, you know, Kimberly, it's just Christmas. I don't want to talk about politics, taxes, although, you know, the tax thing is nice because you can start saving next year, you know, for a heavier Christmas, but... You know, I know you live in New England, and I grew up in Boston. I always love people, they say, do you miss the snow? No. I can look at it on TV if I want to. So what do you do? Okay. What do you do? You do anything special for Christmas? You do what? Go ahead.
Okay, I just want to say one thing, because you played that song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Oh, no. She wouldn't have if she had been carrying. Oh. Just want to say that.
With a good rifle, she could have picked him off from quite far away, right?
That's right. Get Grandma a rifle for Christmas.
Perfect.
I love the snow, actually. We're actually getting snow Friday again, and which stinks, because the snow does kind of stink when you have something to do.
Right.
I love snow. So you want snow.
You want snow on demand. Is that kind of what you're saying there?
Yeah pretty much. I do. I would like snow on demand, because I really enjoy staying home, watching the snow fall. You know, it can build up, and there's something about the snow, and only people who have experienced the snow understand this. It's very quiet.
Oh, yeah. You are right there. Yep.
It's something totally different, and I love that. You know, you just can stand outside, and it's just a different feeling. And I don't know. I just love the snow. Of course, I don't have to move it, shovel it, drive in it if I don't want to. I don't have to do any of that stuff.
No, honey does that, right? I mean, hey, I got to get out here, so go clean the driveway, will you? Right?
Pretty much.
Come on.
No. We have a plow guy. We pay someone to do that.
Oh, whoa. Okay, well, yeah, I haven't hit that time in my life yet. I'm working on it, though.
Yeah, no, our driveway's too big, but hubby does have to clean off the deck and, you know, the stairs and whatever. But I got him an electric shovel last year.
Wait a minute. An electric shovel in the snow. Okay, that's good. When it starts melting, it should light him up like a Christmas tree. Anyway, what do you do that's special, though? What do you do that's maybe different than others, or are you just very traditional?
Well, it's changed over the years based on, you know, growing up and then where I lived, and then when I had my own son, now, so my son was born on Christmas Eve. So it's always
come on,
it's
really? Always, you couldn't wait?
No. He didn't want to come out. He was 3 weeks late, okay?
Oh, wow. He was warm. So, anyway, go ahead.
So, it's always we celebrate his birthday first. And I don't wrap his presents in Christmas. You know, I wrap them separate. We always celebrate his birthday first, and then it's Christmas Eve. You know what I mean? But, you know, now that we move, we always host Thanksgiving. We always host Christmas Eve dinner. So I have the in-laws over and some family over because I have 3 Christmas trees. I decorate and I am like Martha Stewart on crack.
Oh my God. So, I got to tell you something. I would have never pictured that of you. With the way we've talked at times, I figured you were kind of like me to a degree. You know, pull the tree out of the bottom of the box, push the branches down, it's all set and ready to go, then you shove it at the top of the box when Christmas is over.
No, I think 5 years ago I tried to make it look like Christmas puked on my house. And I did all kinds of crafts that year. I made all these kinds of really awesome wreaths and I can't even explain all the stuff I made, but I made tons of stuff, and I just have so much Christmas stuff. This year I was a little bit more grinchy. I didn't put out my village, which takes forever. You know, I didn't do some stuff, but yeah, that I have tons and tons of stuff. I love it because it's, you know, when you decorate for Christmas, it's cheery. It's how can you not smile when you have colored lights and pretty ornaments and, you know, sparkly things all over.
See, you drive by stuff like that and you go, oh my God, look how beautiful that is and everything else. I look at it and go, some schmuck's in 3 hours putting that up. It's going to take him 5 hours to get it down and he's going to have to make sure it's wrapped properly.
You're a Grinch.
It's the only thing I wanted on the front lawn, but she wouldn't let me put up one of those blow-up things, right? I want not the blow-up, but the air ones. I want to put one of those air Grinches up in the front lawn. Colorful.
We used to go, there's in Saugus, which for those of Joe knows where that is, it's in Massachusetts. There's places that have really great lights. And it used to be tradition every year that I'd bring my son and we'd go and see those lights. It's the same street. I remember the name of the street. It's, you know, and then more people added lights once this house did. So that used to be another fun thing I did. Now the tradition is I had to stop going down to visit my family because I got the bulldogs. And I wasn't going to leave my husband, and I couldn't bring them because I didn't know how they would be with my sister's dogs. So now the tradition is, you know, we have a nice Martha Stewart on crack dinner. And then after everyone leaves on Christmas Eve, a Christmas story goes on, and that channel's not allowed to be changed until the next day when it goes off.
Oh, that's right. You do that marathon thing. You need care. Yep. You need a lot. Does the dog lay next to you when you do it?
He's probably trying to get me to play ball, but yeah.
Oh, that poor guy. All right, well, wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Festus Tree, whatever it is you want to do.
Festivus for the rest of it.
Send your emails to her. Don't bother me with it, okay?
I'm going to start airing of the grievances right now.
Oh, God.
So, Merry Christmas. I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday and enjoys a few days off with family.
Yeah, a few days. No kidding, right? It never stops. All right, Kimberly, you have a great Christmas, too. Really, you and your family have a nice and good time.
You, too. Thank you. I didn't even get to say I go out for Chinese food now on Christmas
Day. Oh, God. No. How can you, on one hand, want Christmas to puke all over your house, and then the other hand, you go out for Chinese food?
Because it's like it's just to the tradition of a Christmas story.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh. You know, I have the stable up. I had to go all over the place to find a nativity scene. Couldn't find
any. Did you find
scene.
Any?
I got one from China. I had to order one on eBay, and it came from China, right?
You know what?
What?
Did it get there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it over the weekend. The funny thing about it was the first day I put it up, and, you know, I have the camera come on it when we open up the show, and somebody says, where's the baby Jesus? I said, hey, yo, dopus. He doesn't get here until the 25th. I'm one of those realists, you know? I mean, the stable's empty. You got some animals. If I go out and find something that looked like cow turd, I'd put them in there. But,
oh my God.
I know. I'm bad like that. I love playing games like that. But anyway, it was just funny. Somebody was actually insulted that I didn't have the baby Jesus in there. But I would have been able to keep the baby Jesus in there anyhow if it was for these feminist freaktoids that, again, this year, it's like the third year in a row. These people, the topless feminists, trying to steal the baby Jesus out of the Vatican nativity scene. These guys are nuts. Just nuts. Okay, so let me see. The topless feminists at the Vatican, they were screaming, "God is woman." And they tried to steal the baby Jesus statue from the nativity scene. And obviously they were stopped by police. But what is it with you people? You people who do not believe in God to begin with. You just want to take shots at Catholics, Christians, whatever. And you don't believe in God. I just love this. I just think this is hilarious. You got one group that has two Josephs in the nativity scene because they want to prove that Jesus was gay or Joseph was gay or whatever. I don't know how Jesus came about, but anyhow. And then you got this. You got what does the topless part do? Does it get them more attention? Oh, they can't get anybody to look at their breasts unless they do this? Sick people. It's Christmas, okay? It's the day of the birth of our Savior. You can't, this is why I say to you, the fight isn't over. The war isn't over. They're still coming after us. And you need to keep, we all need to keep pushing back. Don't let it stop. Sincerely, don't stop the fight. You know, this is, again, the woman identified as Elsa Vingrovadola, whatever, was seen vaulting over a guardrail, charging towards the statues in St. Peter's Square, screaming, "God is woman," and having, you know. So my question to them is, I'm seriously, do you read the Bible? Is it, where do you come up with this stuff? Is it just because you decide that God is woman, that God is woman? Well, then I'll say God is man, and then we'll have a fight on our hands, won't we? What do you use? Is it just the logic between your ears? Why are you always right and we're always wrong? Do you have the guts to go after the Muslims like you go after us because the Muslim God is male? Right? I mean, it's just amazing to me that you guys don't stop. You think... Merry Christmas. See, if you would read the Bible, you'd find out that we don't believe that God is quote-unquote male or female. God is spirit. Yes, he's referred to as our Father. Not Mother Nature. Not Mother whatever. Not Mother Earth. He's referred to as our Father. Get over it. Write your own book. Start your own religion. Get a life. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad.
No, 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 you're listening to the real side. Seriously. I'm good with all of this. Look, I grew up in an Italian household. I didn't understand half of what they said to me when I was younger. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. But you know what? It's Christmas time. We're not doing politics. We're just kind of talking to special guests and sponsors that have been with me for quite some time now. And I'm always interested in what they do around their holiday for their holiday. Well, it's our holiday, obviously. But everybody's got their own traditions, and that's what's great about America. Nobody's saying you got to throw everything away. But you assimilate, you get into the culture, but you bring your special brand with you. You bring your seasoning, if you would, with you. And talk about seasoning, Jose Rivera joins me today, and he is our conservarican, as we used to call him. And did I call you Jose?
Yeah, you did. Yeah,
all right,
you
did. I'll fix it. I'll fix it. That's because I was getting
it's
into
good,
Jose Feliciano. Well, you're all from the same tribe. It's okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
Exactly.
Right. Who
you know, I bring the seasoning that I bring is adobo.
Yeah,
by the way, that's the special seasoning I bring.
Is that what you bring to it? All right. So Julio Rivera, known as the conservarican to us, I love his passion. We both kind of have the same thing going on. So when we get together, it's really fast. You've got to pay attention and play it back slow later on, so you can actually understand what we were saying. Anyway, hey, Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Joe. It's actually great to hear you, and I'm so glad to be a part of your Christmas extravaganza.
Yeah, all $7 worth. Hey, so, and I love having you guys back on because, you know, we hit politics so hard all year long. It's nice when the holidays come around and say, you know, I know you got a couple of kids, you know, Christmas has a special meaning to everybody. I mean, some kind of meaning. I don't care if you're Jewish and you celebrate Hanukkah or whatever it is you celebrate. It's that time of year where you want to get family together. You don't want to beat up all the political stuff. You want to have that break for a few hours anyhow. What are you doing anything special on Christmas?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a time for the family. I'm glad that you said that about it not being political, because that's actually an issue with my family. My family, being from New Jersey and being, Hispanic, is very liberal, actually. So I'm kind of the outsider, the black sheep, if you will. I don't know if that's politically correct to say that way. I know somebody's probably you. I hope you don't get letters and, you know, comments and hate mail over me saying that.
Brown sheep. You can say you're brown sheep. That's closer to reality, right? I mean, nobody can write me a book.
Exactly, yeah. But that being said, yeah, it's always like, you know, politics is a very contentious sort of subject with my family. So, you know, this year we have a rule, actually, that nobody's going to talk politics. You know, especially now that Trump won, they definitely don't want me talking politics, because, you know, they enjoyed their 8 years of Obama, and you know what? Thank God it's over.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's a Christmas gift, right? That's the real Christmas gift that's truly happening.
Exactly. That's the real side of Christmas there. You know, that's really what's worth positive. But, no, I mean, we do, you know, a lot of the traditional stuff with the food. You know, we always love, you know, our pork shoulder, which we refer to as pernil. You know, we sit there and roast that sucker for, you know, 5-6 hours, and it comes out just so tender with the crispy skin. Oh, my God, ISIS is you know, rolling around going nuts right now, thinking of the prospect of that right now, that we're actually enjoying pork.
I've actually got drool coming out of my mouth, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, it's so good. It's so good. And, you know, there's all the traditional things. There's the coquito, which is like the eggnog, the, you know, Puerto Rican eggnog. Tons of rum in that, by the way. Yeah, you can't put enough rum in the coquito. You know, and then the other food, the pasteles and all the good stuff. I mean, that's what Christmas means to me. Christmas means to me guiltless eating. Just, you don't even think about it. Just stuff your face until you pass out, basically. That's just addition.
Wow. No, it's funny. Like I said, everybody brings something different to the table. My aunts, my uncles from Italy, you know, we had a lot of friends that were from Israel, you know, Jewish people that would actually show up on Christmas Eve, and we'd all eat together. We'd break bread together and talk about tradition and family and that kind of, you know, it was really funny. Everybody's so concerned about insulting someone or offending somebody. But I remember as a kid on Christmas Eve, we had atheists, we had agnostics, we had Jews, we had Christians, all in the same house. They had no problem with us praying. They had no problem with us talking about Christ. Everybody was fine with it because it was really just it was really ultimately a day for us to get together as family and just kind of, I don't know, recenter ourselves, reground ourselves, whatever the word you want to use. But it was not a political day, not a religious day, if you would. And I mean that in the broad brush religion. But it's a day for family to get together, remember what our blessings are, what we have. And you've got a newborn.
Exactly.
A fairly
newborn. Yes, I do. A little baby, 5 months old. So this is her first Christmas. She's going to be dressed up as a little elf. She's going to look absolutely gorgeous.
But listen. Tell me you're not one of those guys, because I consider you like a sensible guy, right? You're not one of the guys that bought her like 51 gifts, because she's not going to remember this in 20 years. You know that, right? Send me your money.
No. I mean, but you know, I'll get her the cute stuff that'll get her. Like, I got her like these glow bears that, you know, you touch them and they're like a giant teddy bear, but when you press the button, they glow in the dark. So she's either going to be traumatized or she's really going to love it. I hope she doesn't burst out crying, you know, thinking that like the bear is possessed by the devil or something. That's going to be nice. And you know, just all the little cutesy stuff, all the little baby stuff, you know, little bears and toys and the cutesy stuff. And then my older daughter, who's a teenager, you know, you got to give her the high tech stuff and, you know, all the stuff that she wants. You know, that she wants, you got to get her the Uggs and the this and the that and stuff. And, Me, I get nothing. I get the satisfaction of seeing the, you know, their joy, I guess. That's my Christmas. Isn't that our Christmas gift?
Yeah, pretty much. You just sit there, you take pictures, and you go, oh, my God, what have I created?
Exactly. I'll be lucky if I get a bottle of scotch. Put it that way. I'll be lucky if I get a bottle of scotch.
My dad,
but I will enjoy it. I will.
I know. We all do. I mean, my dad used to get socks and what was that? What was the cologne? Old Spice. Remember Old Spice?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. No. I used to use a deodorant.
There you go. Yeah, well, I got my dad to cologne. I mean, that was kind of like he ran out about every December. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And you know, I got others that are just dying to get on the show. They paid me big bucks for this, you know.
Listen, I want to give a very Merry Christmas to all of your listeners. You know, stay the course. Keep the good fight going in the new year. I know this episode isn't really about politics, but you know, you do a great job, Joe. I gotta commend you. You know, you really express conservatism in a way that people can digest it, and you're definitely on the right side of all the arguments, and God bless you. And you know, I look forward to seeing you. Are you gonna be at CPAC?
I'm gonna try like heck. We'll see. It gets cold there though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it does get cold out there, but I'd love to see you out there. And, you know, God bless you in California. I hope that you guys get through, you know, all the crazy stuff that's going on over there.
I'm
going
to help them succeed, then I'm going to move to New Jersey with you. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. We always got room for an Italian, another Italian in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, right.
Right.
I'll blend in. I'll blend, like they say. Anyway, Merry Christmas to you and your family. I hope you have a great time.
Merry Christmas, and God bless you and Tammy.
You know, I love having guests on with us, you know, guests that are on a regular basis, sponsors and what have you, to talk about what the day truly is about. Because everybody I get that everybody celebrates it differently. I even get that some people aren't Christian listening to the show, and I get that. I don't know, you celebrate it. You want to celebrate Xmas, that's fine for you. I guess you can celebrate Christmas, too. But you know, and read my piece that I have up on the website about Christmas. We know that Jesus wasn't born in the middle of winter. Shepherds wouldn't have been in the field. We get all of that. But you got to pick a day. Got to do something, right? Or at least I feel like you have to do something. And it's okay. It seriously is okay. Mark and Lynn Weevil, I guess it's Weevil, of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, believe that Jesus is the reason for the season. So they decided to include a beautiful sign that just simply reads Jesus in their outdoor Christmas decorations. Now, a few days later, they received an email from the Homeowners Association asking them to remove the sign. One of their neighbors had complained that Jesus' display was offensive. One of their hundreds of neighbors complained that Jesus is offensive. And again, I say this all the time. I'm not trying to be nasty or funny. I'm really not trying to be funny, but what part of Jesus is nasty? Is it to love your neighbor as yourself? Is it feed the widows and the orphans? Is it peace on earth, goodwill towards men? You know, is it forgive everybody? I'm really trying to find out where the offense is here. Because they never really say what the offense is. Other than, you know, you believe that Jesus is the only way. Okay, yeah. But what's the offense? If you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in Jesus, then what's the big whoop? It doesn't affect you. So if I think that you're not going to get forgiven of your sin because you believe in Jesus, you don't believe in Jesus, then if you don't believe in Jesus, it doesn't matter. And most of you who argue with me, which I really love, is you'll ask me, who's to say there is sin? What is sin? And you go, okay, I'm not getting in this conversation with you because I can't win. You've already decided there is no sin. You've already decided that you're doing everything perfectly correct and right, and there's not much I can do to change your mind. So why bother? You know what I'm saying? Why even bother? So the article goes on to say, we know that Christmas was about the birth of Jesus. Mrs. Weevil told the Evening Sun newspaper, I was quite shocked that it offended somebody. But I guess today's world I shouldn't have been. Well, see, this is the stuff that's going to keep the conservative Republicans in charge for a long time. And I'm not trying to get all political on you, but you just go attacking head on. You think that everybody's on your page. Well, guess what? They're not. The neighbor objected to the offensive nature of the sign. The Homeowners Association had a completely different concern. Now, they argued that the Jesus display was really against their no signs permitted. Isn't that just special? Weevil said they plan on keeping their decorations in place regardless of the Homeowners Association mandates. Guess what? We love Jesus. He's staying. We don't know about you guys. Hey, go heat up your coffee. Come on back. Got a lot more coming up. I hope you appreciate it for the next few hours.